Esto es únicamente una prueba. 1, 2, 1, 2.
In Montreal.
CKUT. All the rhythms, all the music, all the time.
90.3 FM.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Ask Miss Chris. I hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend. You know, as a Catholic, I cherish the moments of Easter. He has risen, and I am here tonight with you. Every Monday, 6 p.m. per usual. But today is very special, like I said. I wanted to do something different because of Easter. I just wanted to be surrounded with people that I love, with people that would be sharing some like-minded opinions and also divergent opinions. Because, you know, we're not all the same girls. We're all very different in our own, but the topic today, as I mentioned, is club etiquette, how to behave in nightlife spaces. And with me today, I have the wonderful Miss Munib. Say hi, Munib.
Hola.
Hey. Hi. Sitting right next to her, we have the lovely Miss Sayana.
What's up, everyone?
And on the other side, we have the beautiful Miss Mimi.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
And last but not least, the lovely Miss Tark.
Hey, hey, hey.
Also, make some noise at home for my technician, Miss Rianne. Lovely to have her another day with us. Yes. Nice. All right, ladies, let's get into some things. We passed the whole Easter weekend in a not-so-Christian way. We were going out. We were not being pious. We have seen things. We have witnessed people. We have witnessed behaviors. And today we are here to discuss. No, I'm kidding. We're just here to set up some boundaries and set up some rules, because I personally feel like by seeing the way other people were behaving and reacting in the club, a lot of people are lacking the quote-unquote club etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, definitely.
And I feel like we can discuss about a lot of things. So if anybody want to start, or like a pet peeve, a major pet peeve that you have in the club, because I know what's mine.
Mm-hmm. I know what's mine as well.
Yeah,
we all know.
Me too.
Exactly.
we all have something in the mind. Yeah,
exactly. The girls are eager. So listen, since I'm the host, I will start. So yes, basically, my biggest pet peeve, one of my biggest pet peeves, is the whole using me as a therapist on the dance floor.
Oh my god.
I'm like, especially, because you know what's the worst with those people?
Whoa,
it is not, no, for real, because it's not even the people that I come to the club with that do this. This is the most random people that will see you, you know, just zoning out for 1 second on the dance floor, and they see that you're not paying attention to the music, so they think you'll be paying attention to them.
Right.
Yeah.
And they just won't stop. And that's something that bothers me so much, because first of all, you're on the dance floor, honey. I can't hear you. I'm being quite nice by, you know, nodding. I'm being nice because I can't hear shit. Yeah. And then second of all, out of all the places, and you see me zoning out, you think this is the right moment I need to be bothered? I'm already zoning out, girl. I'm in my zone.
Yeah. Exactly. In the zone.
You know,
really?
I'm in the zone.
Yeah.
I'm in my zone.
So that's my pet peeve, one of mine. So what about you, girls?
But also to add on to what you're saying, which is so tea, because if you look like fierce on the dance floor and you look like you're a girl who has it together, people like mistake that as an invitation to just come and like spill their tea to you for no reason. And like, I understand if someone's inspired by the fact that, you know, you're yourself and like they want to like show that, but time and place, and also like I'm just here to have fun with my friends. Like, I'm not trying to be the beacon of like like freedom right now, and honestly, I don't really care. Like,
you don't care. We
don't
even know
now.
What time it is when we're dancing.
Like,
I don't
know. I'm high on Molly. Like,
exactly. I don't know where I am.
Right.
I can't be of any help.
And I want to emphasize that most of the time, because we're trans girls, it's often straight people that come to us thinking we're this image of freedom. Mm-hmm. So let me talk to you and make myself feel better.
Yes.
But honey,
ease your guilt.
I'm just trying to dance, like, or look at the wall or whatever it is.
And honestly, there's that whole therapist part, but there's also just for me, it's like if you're on the dance floor, especially when you're closer to the front, you don't speak to people when they're dancing. You can talk to them like, oh, do you want like a drink? Oh, da 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 da. But when you start talking to me, having a conversation, I'm genuinely mad because
like in the middle.
I'm out here enjoying my music.
Right.
And here are you're like disturbing the peace.
And you don't want to embarrass them, because if you're in the front, everybody's behind you. Now, if you're putting your hand in their face, like, nope. Leave me alone. Now you look crazy and they look sad.
Exactly.
It's honestly, it's I feel like it's like people who are energy vampires.
Yes.
Like they see you.
I see that.
and they see you like chilling or just being comfortable or just, yeah, zoning out, you know, and they come and they're just like, I want this. Mm. So I don't care about your time, exactly. And I'm just going to suck it out of you. But it's like, honey, I don't want to talk, you know? So I just want to dance. Like you said, it's like, if the music is blasting that much what? And you can't hear anybody, mm-hmm. what is the point of trying to have a conversation with me? Like,
You're pouring your heart anything. On the dance floor, and I'm only nodding out of politeness. Yeah. I don't know what you're saying, girl.
Yeah. And it's always people that we don't even know.
That
like,
you don't even know. Yeah. Which brings me to another...
I don't know your name.
Which brings me to this thing, because I can fully understand if somebody comes to you on the dance floor because... they're feeling a certain way, something happened. You know, I get it. Everything can happen. We all go through stuff, whatever. But my thing is, Miss Girl, Miss Boy, Miss Whatever, the person that you came with should be the one you're telling this to.
Right. Because
I did not come with you to this club.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
God forbid something happens to you. I am not your emergency number.
Exactly.
I am not the designated driver.
Right.
At some point, something's going to have to give.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But ladies, speaking of... Mm. Okay, so that's so tea, but... What is like a cool and respectful way to kind of tell someone chill out? Like, I don't want to talk right now. Like, do yourself a favor, but also let them down easy type vibe.
Good question. That's a good
question. In my opinion, honestly, you just have to say it just with confidence. You know why you're telling them that, and if they get hurt by that. It's their fucking problem. I'm sorry, but it's just like I'm dancing right now. I don't want to talk, but it's harder in the moment. I'm gonna agree. Sometimes it's harder, but I'm very like, you know, I'll just like dance even harder.
Babes,
like
true,
I'm. Yeah,
but some of them are
zoning
wicked.
Yeah,
some
of them are wicked.
They'll chase you.
Yeah, they'll tap you on the shoulder.
Oh yes,
sometimes.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy. But also, I feel like it's related because I honestly think the dance floor, there's like zones. It's like when you go to a concert, there's different tickets and you go in different zone and it's a different vibe kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I think like there's a place on the dance floor to kind of talk more or like be more chatty. And there's a place on the dance floor where it's not the place for that. Yeah. And so when you're in the front, and you're not dancing, it's very frustrating to me.
That's
because
you're
supposed to dance in front. And in front, it's people that are really connected right now to the music and are kind of, I don't want
to
say lead the way because everyone is contributing.
But trying to get close to the music. Like,
there's a reason why the people are in the front. And it's just like, I don't know, when we went... Anyways, we went to a rave Saturday and great. Mm-hmm. But there was that one guy in the front. I don't know if y'all saw.
Yeah, he was just standing.
He was not even dancing. He was standing, being the first in the middle in the front of the dance floor. And I was like,
I scratched on the DJ decks. He was just staring.
The whole DJ set. I just saw him. Staring. I'm like, you deserve to be in the back. I'm so sorry. Literally. People are shaking their ass, being crazy.
Literally. And you're not giving the energy your DJ needs to see from the
front.
Exactly. Support. If you want to truly support the DJ, show them you're having fun. Yeah. Like,
and that's why I'm so happy to have all you girls tonight because, like I told him, shout to Jack. Jack is not here today. Jack usually does the IT assistant.
Yes.
Assisting. But I was telling Jack, I got all of you girls here because from all different types of perspectives, from party organizers to three party organizers to
we're just party girls.
You and I were party girls. Girls of the moment.
Girls of the moment.
So, and you know, we can all see this club dynamics from very different perspectives because we've all been at different places and this whole club situation. Mm-hmm. As party organizers, you know, you girls, what is one thing that you can't stand? That people do that ends up you having to deal with. Mm. Ends up with you having to deal with it. If you could tell people just mind this. Mimi, I feel like she's twitching on her chair.
Exactly.
Mimi's feeling your shit.
I'm just thinking.
Talk your shit,
like, Mimi. I don't know.
I feel like...
you go first.
Yeah. I feel like the biggest thing for me is... people not taking care of their friends. Like, it's so... because, we're party goers, party people. Mm. Like... we go on, like, lots of people use substances to have a good time. Yeah. It's very chill vibes. Yeah. But if you're not out there reminding your friends to drink water and, like, take care of themselves, time their dosage, yeah, give the vibe, like, it'll go back on us who, yeah, you know, will find you passed out in the bathroom and, like, have to deal with, you know, you.
In a crowded club where your belly can move.
Yeah, exactly. So remember to drink water and take care of your friends. Time, yeah. And of course, there's nothing wrong with, you know, having a little extra good time. But be mindful. Mm-hmm. Be mindful.
Make sure you and your crew are good. And if you come alone, then make sure you're good.
Yeah.
Drink water.
It's bad for the organizers, but it's also bad for the crowd. Like, if you're too fucked up sometimes, you're just going to, you know, run into people, maybe have bad interactions, mm-hmm, like, you know, like all that types of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it just makes you like a weird energy in the space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also not to say that we don't hold space for weird energies in the club, because we're all a little weirdos here and there, mm-hmm, and getting fucked up and being weird around your friends is its own vibe.
Yeah.
But like, mm-hmm, like when it gets to a point where like, it's not just you having fun, it's like you getting in the way or you having fun at the expense of everyone there, is when it gets into,
you become a burden.
It becomes a problem.
You know, there's no other way to, no, you become a burden. Because my thing about, I fully agree with you, because we're all here for drugs and whatever, and well, we're all here for drugs, it sounds so
say yes to drugs.
But we're all here for people doing whatever they want to do and up into, you know, as long as they're safe and doing it in a healthy way. And my thing with the whole drug usage is that the drugs are not going anywhere. You know, I'm like, sometimes it's because people are just so eager to do them. And I'm like, girl, this party is here till 7.
7
in the morning. You could be doing the rest of the baggie at 5.
Right.
You know?
2 a.m. You're already on the floor. 2 a.m.
You're already like, sweating and popping and popping and locking and sweating. Out. Yeah, it's too early. Mm-hmm. It's too
and
early.
I don't I think yourself. There's so many different reasons why people come to the club, and that's really good.
Yeah.
I just think that everyone's reason to come to the club should be respected.
Yeah, true.
Cuz it goes back again, some people are not necessarily there to dance all night and they'd rather just be social.
Of course.
Which is like totally fine. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But again, when you're on like a big dance floor with a lot of people and you're so intoxicated that you can't even hold yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It becomes really like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or you're doing that thing that we were talking about, talking to people on the dance floor. You know, when, like, I think everyone has to respect.
Be mindful of how the other person is receiving whatever you're
Room. Read the room. Read the fucking room. People don't know how to read a fucking room. I'll tell you that. Yeah. These people are damn. What's the word? Let me not go that far. But anyway, people can't read. They just can't read. And it's crazy because just recently. Because you girls know me, I love sitting down. But one thing about me, I'll find, you know,
there
I'll,
needs to be more seating areas.
There needs to be more seating events, areas. That is big, like, first. Go ahead, Mimi.
And I feel like that goes into, like, what we were saying about different areas of the club, like, being, you know, used for different things. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if you're sitting down, it's, like, that's more of a place for, like, talking. I mean, also, like, sometimes I just want to sit down and be alone.
That too.
But, that you know, a mixed bag.
Yeah.
And then, like, the bathroom also. Outside, or wherever. Smoking a cigarette.
Smoking rooms, so, please.
Yes. Right. Yeah, more smoking rooms, too.
Who do we have to talk to and this government? Right. Can you hear? Am I reaching far enough?
We need
legislation now.
Yeah. Let's do it. And like you said, Mimi, about sitting down. One thing, because you and I, we both love to sit at some point. People, if you see somebody sitting alone in the club, don't think that person is sad. Most likely, she made the choice to sit alone. This girl is trying to, you know.
That too.
I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do tomorrow. Like, I'm just chilling. I'm having an epiphany. You know, it's not that deep. If you see me crying, sure. But. Go ahead, Sarah. You were going to say something?
No.
You're good?
Another thing I feel like is super important to talk about is respecting people's boundaries on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Also, like you said, Tariq, read the room and take into account the way the person is perceiving your behavior. Because oftentimes, like, people will, like, unconsensually go up and dance behind you or like stare at you. Even staring at you for too long can make someone very uncomfortable. That's so if true. It's not receptive, like you can be, you know, like someone who's making someone really uncomfortable, or you could be someone who's feeling uncomfortable by someone's actions. So be mindful of people's boundaries on the dance floor and really read into how they react to what you're trying to do. Because there's nothing wrong with flirting at the club, like, you know. But there's also, like, there's nothing, it's so corny, but there's nothing sexier than communication.
I would fully agree, but then as we were talking, I was drifting away because last, was it Saturday? This man did not ask for consent. And I liked every second of it because he came about it the right way.
Yes, disrespect me.
No, listen. I always say when it comes to a girl like me, a girl like I, you have to show me that you want it, come and get it. You know?
Yes.
I am not the one to be beating around the bush.
Yeah.
This is no bush. This is Brazilian wax. We're getting wham, straight to the point, you know?
Exactly.
So he was staring and I was staring back because one thing about me, I'll look back. If you want to look, I can look too. You got eyes, I got eyes. So we're looking at each other, and then he turns his head, I turn my head. Now he gets closer. I'm like, all right. I'll come closer too. I'll shimmy a little closer to you. Next thing you know, his head is all up on my waist. I felt like Rihanna and ASAP. I was like, oof. And see, that's the way to go, because he took his time. And if I was smooth, and if I was not interested, that also falls on the person, on other people. You also have to let people know you're not interested. You know, you have to also make it clear. Even those people should ask for your consent at all times. If they decide to go in a more less talkative and more feelings, like vibe kind of approach, you can let them know where to look. You know, just look at the nigga up and down and be like, no.
Yeah.
You know, give him the look to know that you're not fucking with him. You're not fucking with her. It's not giving like that. So it's definitely a back and forth because people have to read the room. We cannot stress this enough. Read in the room. Because sometimes I'm like, in social gatherings and whatnot, people are just really in their own zones. We were talking about zone earlier. They're really in their zones. And I'm like, bitch, there's 65 people right now here with you in the smoking room. What's going on? Like, chill.
And honey, if you're about to approach someone in the club, please wear deodorant. Let's bring it back to the basics. If you know you have, you know, you're about to sweat and like sweat makes you more, you know, bring a little stick in your bag.
I never go anywhere without it. Yes.
Exactly. Like, this is also part of like being respectful. No one wants to smell all that in the club.
And it'd be the same ones because once, I feel like we're all like that. If we know we're a bit smelly, we're definitely not about to be all up in people's space.
Giving you
a hug, bear hug, arms in the hair, bitch, and everything.
People can get
brush
stinky.
Brush your teeth and put on deodorant.
People can get stinky. Because
a lot of the Montreal girls don't brush their teeth enough.
Oh my God, breath. Like,
Just saying.
Gum is useful.
Gum is so useful.
Again, people can get stinky, but it's about spatial awareness. If you're stinky and you know you're stinky, check throughout the night. Am I stinky right now? And it's not about being insecure, because I'm a little insecure about being stinky. I check too much, maybe. But it's not about that. It's just about making sure you and everybody around you is good again.
And if you're into the stink, honey...
Stay home.
Sometimes I wonder, do you think some of the guys, or I say guys, but I guess girls or non-binary people too, but like, it's especially guys, do you think some guys come to the club smelling like that because it's a thing for them?
Well, let me tell you something.
Because I'm like, you have to know you smell like that.
We can bring this topic in today and let's discuss, because I was keeping that one. Yes. What I'm telling you, these people are into disgusting things, and I'm not even a kink shamer, but I'll shame this one. Disgusting. No. One thing.
It's a sanitary issue.
I
agree.
And you see the way on Grindr they come, some guys, they come about it the real way. This guy recently on Grindr, he's like, oh, we're about to get into some things later in the afternoon, right? And he's telling me, oh, you know, I'm at work currently, so I didn't shower since I got in work. So do you mind or do you prefer I go home and shower first? And just him asking, because I know there's some freak bitches that love the little stinkiness. Of course, good for you.
Exactly.
But the fact that he asked in advance, I said, you know what? You're a good one. Yes, please shower. Exactly. But thank you for asking. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the way to go about it. But a lot of these gays in the club. Let me sip the bubbly. A lot of these people in the club, they come... What did Lovely T say? Lovely T say, I did not ask to be validation in your sexual gratifying games.
No.
Don't bring me into this.
Yo.
I'm dead.
Smell, I just can't. I
the
know,
smell, I can't.
I just can't.
And it's like often, like there's often smells fine in the room. And then because we're in a big ass crowd, I'm always like, oh my God, is that me? And see, I'm aware because like the second I smell something like that, like, I'm already aware, like, oh my God, is that me? And I check.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how you went from your house to the club smelling like this.
And
not
I can
thinking.
Smell it from a distance. So you're telling me you can't smell it? Like,
exactly. Yeah.
Girl, like, what's the club going is on, empty. But, I can smell it.
I'll bring deodorant next time, I promise. I'm so sorry. Stop, you guys, I promise.
But, bye,
honestly, take you know, everybody that's hear this from Miss Monib. She's right. Bring deodorant in your bag. Mm-hmm. Bring some perfume. If you need perfume hookups, I have this nice lady and listen. You go to Marché de l'Olivier, you don't say Chris sent me. They don't know me like that. But you just go there, go at the basement. She sells all the bootleg. She has the Chanel, the Paco, the Dior, the Valentino, the Gucci. She has it all. $5 a pop.
Little oil.
Get in little oils. Yeah. You on the back of your neck, and you're good. You know, it is not that expensive.
The roller
to take care of yourself.
The girls, the girls have to get on the rollers.
The girls have to get on the rollers. They're life saving.
They're life saving.
They're honestly life saving.
The rollers have to get on the rollers.
Too much rolling and not the right kind.
Right.
All right, ladies, we're gonna take a small break. But as I'm introducing this song, this is somebody, you know, I told you guys recently to send me all of your songs, tracks, and demo under Ask Miss Chris at security.ca, and somebody did send. I mean, some of you did, but one of the songs was a Keisha Cole sample, and I fell in fucking love. So this is from GPS Tony. Miss Rianne, play the damn beat.
Boy.
Thank you.
And we are back. Mm-hmm. This was Fine Enough by GPS Tunney, and the song is Fine Enough Indeed. This was amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
We were Fire. Bumping and grinding. Tony, you did this. Now, ladies, mm-hmm. let's go back to the club etiquette. Class is in session. Yeah. Miss Jimmy, you go first, because we skipped you, I think, in the line of pet peeves.
The pet peeves, mm-hmm. too. Oh, yes. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, this is a general pet peeve, but also, I guess, is more specific to, like, if you're an artist or yeah. something, or if you're just in a look, you know, the dolls, the queers, the trans, serving our looks.
Yes.
And, you know, like, somebody is starting to talk to you, and they just, like, somebody's starting to talk to you, and they just, like, get so excited, but then they start, like, touching you.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know me, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch me. Sense. Like, you know, I mean, unless it's, you know, unless it's on the dance floor and it's again, romantic. It's a,
exactly.
And, you know, you see in each other's eyes.
If you liked it, you came and got it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. You know, right. that's a different story. But, like, yeah, just in general, like, don't touch people if you don't know them or if you're at least not talking to them yet. Like, the people who just start an interaction with you by touching you instead of talking, I'm like, get off of me.
They don't. Like, they just don't realize that it's the club. Like, you wouldn't do this broad daylight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the middle of the street.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You wouldn't. The club doesn't make it okay. It's still civilized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And, and people have to remember, like, us as queer and trans people who put on looks and go to the club and are very, like, vibrant and loud, like, in terms of presentation.
Well, already vulnerable. Like.
Yeah, like, well, we're there to express ourselves, and, like, the way we look is part of the way we express ourselves. But when people are on the other side of that and just see a crazy look and, like, bright colors and, like, someone with a big wig and, like, like... again, they take it as an invitation to just be like, oh, can I touch? Like, oh, you're not a person.
Celebrity,
you're like a clown.
Kind of.
Like,
yeah.
Or you're an entertainer. You're someone there who's part of the ambiance, not someone who's there, who's there with their friends.
Like a damn piece on the wall.
So true. Yeah. So, like, just keep in mind that people go there because, like, we can't express ourselves outside of the club sometimes. That's and, like, when we put on these looks, they're an integral part of who we are. So like the objectification of that gives
these looks are us, they're not costumes.
Customs, if anything, customs.
And the people wearing them are people.
It's very like dehumanizing in some ways, just like seeing us as these like colorful objects or like whatever it is, like
3D shiny things.
Yeah, like the dolls need to be respected, and the queers, and the trans,
and the gays too,
and the gays. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know,
see how I said it lower?
And the gays.
I'm standing my ground. But right, Miss Stark, what about you?
Well, I was just going to say, people who wear their bags on the dance floor, Miss Monib, you're a culprit.
Whatever.
Yes.
The Balenciaga bag.
I'm not going to leave that shit on the ground.
No,
are you crazy?
I get that.
Honestly, it makes sense. Put it in Kochak, honey, something.
Because you lost yours. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh,
no,
right. You left your bag somewhere, and now where is it?
Exactly.
Anyway.
But let's talk about that after, because I have a pet peeve too. Continue. I have one. Thank you for bringing this up. I forgot something. Ooh. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, if you're holding a bag, make sure your bag is not bumping into anybody. Hold a small bag. Hold a little, you know, whatever you want, but just don't make sure you're not bumping into people.
Yeah.
This weekend, like, there was this bitch that was dancing in front of me. Oh, sorry.
No, closer to the mic.
Oh, closer. Yeah. Thank you. There was this bitch that was dancing in front of me, and her her backpack kept hitting on me. So I was just like, oh, hey, sorry. Like, do you mind just making sure your backpack isn't bumping into me?
Yeah.
And then she couldn't hear me.
Backpack.
Backpack.
At the club.
A backpack.
When I say class is
on
at session.
Oh, my God.
Class was at session, honey.
Right.
No, but can you believe, like, I was pointing to her backpack, and she still couldn't hear me?
Like, not a small one. Like, a big...
No, it was a small one, but it was, like, structured so it was out, like it came out.
Yeah, like it pokes out. It pokes
exactly.
Out.
Mm. And I was pointing to her backpack because she couldn't hear me. We're on the dance floor or whatever. But she literally, like, we had like 10 minutes of a back and forth of her trying to hear me. And I told her, it's okay. I'm just going to move. But she kept trying to hear me. And I pointed to her backpack. And at some point, it hit me that I was like, this girl really has no, like, she doesn't realize that it's a possibility that, like, she has a backpack on and it's a possibility it could be hitting it to anybody. Like, no awareness of that whatsoever. Yeah. And I'm just like, people really don't think about that. Like,
girl. It comes with common sense. Because personally, when I go, before I get into my pet peeve, but to go on yours, it's just common sense. Because me personally, when I go to a club, I often have to switch bags because I'm like, oh, shit. I'm going to have to put it back on the floor. First of all, let me put a bag that's not going to be, you know, I'm not going to be too sad about messing up or whatever. And a smaller bag, so if the floor is very disgusting, I don't mind holding it on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. I will never bring the whole duffel back to the club. Even if I have a change of outfit, it'll stay in the green room.
Right.
Yeah. Now, my pet peeve, going on what happened to you and what happened to a good friend of ours, I'm not going to name her because that's her business, but I'm going to ask her, so you guys pay attention to this. I'll be posting maybe a trans black girl's PayPal and my story today, because one thing that's a big pet peeve from your thieves.
Fucking thieves.
Yeah, no. a good friend, very dear friend, sister of ours that got her shit stolen. They've used her stuff. So that's just this. This irks me because I'm like, you're coming to the club to thief, to be a thief, thieving on the dancery. Yeah. Out of all the, and see, that tells me also because you're a pussy. You're not real about it. Because real bitches, real boosters, real niggas that steal, they'll wrap that shit in your hand, dead in your eyes. These are people
in
that
the
are
daytime.
In the daytime. If you're real, you know,
not when you're not looking.
Exactly. Run
do
up on me.
Do it with your full chest.
Do it with your full chest, ten toes down. If you're if you're real about it, run up on me. And we'll see who gets the bag.
Do it right.
Do it right. These people are waiting for you to put your shit. You're so drunk, you put your stuff there for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And here they come with their long fingers. Wrapping that shit up.
Right. I got a fur coat stolen once.
I got my YSL purse and my phone and everything in it stolen. It was archived too, so hard to find anyways.
And it's fucked up.
Damn.
If anybody is listening and you stole that damn bag, you can send it to the address here. The address is online. We won't judge.
Yes,
we won't ask questions. Just send it back.
Please, I just want it back. I'm like, I don't need to know who you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. That's a big pet peeve for me because I'm like, I'm not a thief.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
nothing would ever come close to thieving anything because I'm like, you're quite bold. Because let's say somebody, you steal the wrong bag. Now, you don't know, but that's the sister's organizer. Now, she's saying, hold the fuck up. Nobody's leaving this joint till I find the damn bag. Now, you look crazy because they're going to look in everybody's bags. What are you going to do? Now, you're sweating and it's not the Molly. You're sweating, you're sweating. You're just sweating in the corner. You don't know where to go. Aren't you afraid? And I feel like we should do that more often as of now. We should catch these thieves because it's too common.
For real.
Security. Yeah.
Security, especially in clubs that we go to. We don't always go to non-queer spaces, let's say. And it kills me when it happens in queer places. I'm like, are you crazy?
That's
in
weird.
Queer spaces is what I'm most shocked.
And like,
it is very sad.
But I will say, it's often a cis or straight intruder, low-key, that will steal it, because that's what happened to me, actually. But anyways.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing we can talk about.
Do you know the person?
Yeah, do you?
No, but it happened around the time when we were downtown. The party was downtown, right? So straight people started coming in. And it happened around that time. And I'm like, I know none of these girls. I know basically everybody here. That's except the straight people. I know none of these girls stole it. That's for sure. So,
yeah.
You know?
And intruders, like you said, Sana, you had a pet peeve maybe?
No, you can finish that point. Yeah. I'll say it after.
Okay, and it's the last one because, like you said, the intruders. People need to be mindful of who they bring to the club with them. I understand Trade is fine, Trade is tall, Trade is sexy. True. I understand she got a fat booty and she's slim thick. All right? I understand all of that. I will not judge. We love beauty and I get it. However, if you're just about to bring any beautiful people with a wicked mind and a wretched soul to this damn dancery amongst nice, respectable individuals. What the fuck is going on? People be bringing just about anybody to the club.
Yes.
And my thing is, first of all, a date to the club is quite crazy to me.
Yeah,
crazy.
I agree.
Do
I
not do that.
Kind of crazy because it's either somebody will snatch your nigga. Some of these girls are here to find a man.
Right.
They're on the prowl, like Summer Walker said. Yeah. I'm on the prowl. Some of these girls are here for you, nigga. And others are just, you know, your guy just might be lost in the sauce or just confused. Or just, you can't even talk to him. So I don't know what you're dating him. What you're
doing. Well, if you've been in a relationship, if that's you've different, been, that's of course. Different. But as a first or second or third even day, it's horrible.
You know, you bring this person. Now, you're with your friends. You brought this person with you to the club. You don't talk to them as much because you're with your girls. Now, he's standing there alone looking awkward. Pushing people, not being comfortable. And he doesn't bring the greatest vibe because you left them there in the middle of strangers.
Exactly, like if you're gonna go on a date to the club and like you haven't talked to each other about where you're going first and the people that are going to be there, the people that you bring could be the people that, you know, invade the space, touch up on you and objectify you, like make not have any club awareness. So it gives like
be mindful and be critical of who you bring, because we know who not to bring in the club. Sometimes just be going out with guys, we know we would never be seen in public with that man.
Exactly.
And not even because we're ashamed, just because that man is not on our standards in terms of values.
Yeah, exactly.
In terms of how to behave yourself just in general and treat people. So why would you bring that kind of person around?
It's also about making sure that everybody in the club is going to be safe, you know?
Yeah.
It's making sure it stays a safe space. Yeah. Don't just bring anybody to the club.
Yeah. Go ahead, Sana. You were going to say something.
Yes. Oh. That part is on a two-part. It's like from both views. But I think that's really important in etiquette is that the staff respects partygoers and the partygoers respect the staff equally.
Yes, on both.
In the sense, one, I'm going to start with the staff because I do think in Montreal there's like big problems with the staff. Yeah. One, security. I understand that you are here for security. You are not here to traumatize people at the fucking door. These, like, people pay tickets sometimes $30-$35 for really expensive like parties, you know what I mean? They're not here to be like ruffled up and thrown out and have a bad time. Like that makes the experience so bad, and it puts it back on like the party that throws the party. And also, like, for the organizers, I think, like, when you invite DJs, like, treat them, like, well. Like, when I go through my sets, and of course, that's, like, not shit. I think, like, there's a lot of things happening in a party that can be, like, really, like, a lot of things at the same time. But, like, make sure, like, throughout the set of your DJ, you ask them if they need water, if they need to drink something. Like, don't leave them, like, in the middle of their set, bitch. Yeah. Like, you know, in a sweaty room and then no water. There's just, like, things that need to be respected.
True.
People being patient with bartenders because they're just like there's a lot that be in line, like all of that.
Be in line and being mindful too, because sometimes we see them, once again, you've had a drink too many, whatever. If they're telling you not to scream, please don't scream, because, and I will name it, you know, it's touch that these are often the people at Dutch are very nice. Like the people that work there are often very nice and they're pretty understandable. And some of you people that are not working at Dacha, y'all are pushing it.
Yeah.
Because if I was working there, honey, you'd be out of the club so quick. Right. You wouldn't know you were in. You'd be out, bat your eyes, you're outside. You're done. Damn. So you have to be mindful of stuff like that. Because you're not making it a great vibe for everyone. If the staff is being on edge and is being very, like, pressuring and pushy, whatever, they're on edge. We don't feel comfortable because we're seeing them on edge. And we don't trust securities like that.
Yeah.
So when I see a security guard that's just being, you know, very edgy and very like on the defensive, I'm like, ooh, girl, let me stay on the side because this is one swoop from me being hit.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, for security guards who treat like people too crazy, that's a whole different story.
That's something else.
But if there's like staff at the club that are obviously under a lot of pressure and it's a busy club and they don't like give you the treatment that you necessarily think you deserve, it's important to not take it personal. And like you said, like you stepped aside and you were just like, okay, like let me not get into this or let me not react, because then your night is ruined and then the bartender who's just under a lot of pressure has to deal with something else.
Don't escalate.
So no escalation.
I think everyone plays a part. Like, I think there's that part, of course, to like respect if someone is under pressure, because a lot is happening and they're at work, so they're not necessarily like, you know, here to party, whatever. But I also think that some party organizers, some staff need to chill. Like, that person came to party, clearly they're drunk, try to redirect them somewhere, but like, don't be an asshole. Like, that's so unnecessary. Like,
doing the most, like you said, with a drunk person, that person can't obviously argue with you. She's not in her right state of mind.
Some they put like again, we talked about it on the show, but like pushing people, screaming at people, that's not necessary. And same thing from the party people. Like, it's just not necessarily to scream at people or to, you know, do some stupid shit.
And if you see your friend doing that, like we said earlier in this show, it's your responsibility to take care of your friends and help de-escalate the situation.
Yeah,
type vibe.
Honestly, because if you don't de-escalate that, it's just gonna hurt more people around, and it's gonna, I don't know, trickle.
De-escalating is very, important,
Yeah.
True. You're gonna say something, Tark?
Oh, was I?
Sorry. You were so eager to get close to that mic, honey. I'm seeing you.
I feel like I was gonna say something before, but I forgot. It's
okay. I have one.
Go ahead.
If you're gonna go to a party and there's performers, live performers, tip your performers.
Yeah.
Yes. People forget to like support the artists that are helping make the show kind. And like a lot of these performers like are artists who don't make who don't have a stable income because of their artistry and stuff like that. So tipping actually helps. Like,
helps
more than you think.
It helps
so an extra $5 that you can keep aside just so you can give to the person putting on this live show would make a difference in the artist's life. And it's part of club etiquette, I think. It's like showing people that you respect the people putting this together and that you support
100%
that this continues.
Or don't be in the front if you're not going to tip.
To a certain extent, because I understand sometimes they're really... Because, I mean, I feel like both you and I are going to really... We have opinions on this one, because... People often, when you're performing and they're in the front, I like if they're hyping and giving. If you're just staring, and if you're just staring, it's fine. People stare at me all the time. I'm pretty. But, you know, I get it. But when it comes to tipping, people don't understand that. Like you said, $5 will go a long way.
Yeah.
They don't understand. We don't get the money from the performances till we've actually performed. So everything that you saw us bring on stage was on from our own pockets. The glam, the outfits, the everything. Everything was paid with our own money, because we're not paid till we perform. And often it's not even the night of, it's the day after, So you guys have no idea, you know, you see your performers on stage looking like Beyonce, shaking it all, you know, life is beautiful, glam, viva glam. She's not eating. The bitch goes home, she's not eating, and she's walking. Now is that right to you? She gave you a good show, shook her ass, did the split. You got to enjoy yourself, and you're eating and not her.
And some performers pay more. Pay more to perform than they get paid.
All the time.
Just so they can put on a good show.
I used to do that a lot, and then I stopped.
Because you realize it's at some point, it's like, you know what?
You know what? Like, if I can't even make money, like, y'all aren't getting a good performance. Or you're going to get a low-budget performance. My performances are always good, but...
Exactly.
It'll be DIY and...
And there's nothing wrong with something DIY,
which is
fine.
Yeah, we love DIY, but... Pay the girls.
Pay the fucking girls.
Pay the dolls. Pay the performers. Pay the DJs. Like,
pay the girls. And what kills me, you're not going to tip the girls. However, when I see y'all come back to the stage, there's four beers in your hand.
Or the people, you know what? Honestly, as an event organizer, the people who love to be like, oh, can I get guest list? But then they'll get like all these baggies of, you know, little substances to sniff, sniff. But, you know, they can't even pay like $10 or something. Like,
you didn't pay to get
unless that's your friend. But like, you know, it's like.
Don't push it.
Like,
but don't push it.
But if you can afford it, and the spot could have gone to someone who can't. Like, that's what's to keep in mind, you know?
100%. Because we know plenty of our girls. Sometimes we can't just let everybody end up. I feel like people think that we just. We're businesswomen. At the end, we're businesswomen. We keep an eye on the tickets and we keep an eye on the price. We do get the friends that we know that not even deserve, the friends that could use those tickets the most. These are the ones we get. And don't think that we just be giving shit away for people that we love. We give shit away to people that we know that need it.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Because people that we love should support us.
Exactly. Like, there's that too.
Yeah.
There's that too.
And even like party people, like sometimes, I like sometimes pay for the, I pay for the club often actually.
Yeah. No,
when I'm offered guest list, of course I take it, but I also pay for the club because I just support, you know?
That's how I get money. All of you as party organizers, you know what it's like to when you sell all these tickets but it doesn't add up at the door or something.
It's important to support. I try to support when I can. You know, it accessibility, like that's what it comes down to, like, you know,
so we can come back and make more, you know, beautiful performances and sets and parties and all of it. Now listen, guys, I'm gonna cut us off just a little and I'm gonna play a new song. This is not really a new song, but I have a little story with this song. So I posted something, the ones that saw on my story today, I posted this video of this Quebecois singer. She just gets in her fancy building. It's like a video clip, right? Yeah, the video is called Mara Tremblay, if you're listening, I love you, because she liked and reposted the story. So I'm like, oh, you never know. Hey, Mara, what's up? But listen, the song I grew up with, it's called Le Printemps des Amants. The video is just a wonderful piece of artistry and filmography. So this is Le Printemps des Amants by Mara Tremblay. Yeah, dans ma tête, comme une voix qui s'entête à me dire que toi, t'es ma fête, et dans mon silence, je pense au chemin, à cette voix qui nous unit pour une fois, pour une vie, et dans ce silence, je danse. À chaque jour, que ton amour est sans détour, un trésor rempli de lumière se libère. Et les étoiles, et le matin, et le mirage d'être bien, et la mélodie du bonheur. Pretty far. This was the one and only Mara Tremblay. As I said, I have a special relationship with this song. I used to feel certain things in certain ways on this song when I was a young girl. When I was 10 years old, actually, precisely. But we're back to the topic. We're back to the club etiquette. I think, Sana, you had something you wanted to mention earlier.
Yes, I'm already ready to talk about it. I'm
spill
like,
it out.
I can't believe I didn't say that. So I don't know who earlier mentioned staring. And how it's weird.
Girls, yeah, I wanted to do
that. That was Moni.
Yeah.
I think it was me.
It was you, okay.
But I'm just like, y'all need to be a little bit more confident. Just, it's okay. Like, we all know how dating apps can be really shitty. I'm not saying they're always shitty, but they can be really annoying. And the club and, like, bars are ways to connect without that. And it's already, like, a place that it's, like, safe to approach someone, kind of. Again, yeah. But in a certain manner. Mm-hmm. If you see someone that you're interested with, it doesn't hurt to say, oh, hey, what's your name? I think you're cute. Yeah. Oh, do you want a drink? Oh, could I have your number? I think I would want to bring you on a date.
Yeah.
These things do not hurt. So grab your confidence, approach whoever you need to approach, and see what needs to be done, you know, because...
Indeed. I fully, you know me, I always say, closed mouth don't get fed, and a closed mouth don't get dick either. Listen, if you're not gonna speak up on it, some other bitch will.
Yeah.
That other bitch might be me. But you know, you have to be out here. You have to if you want it, come and get it. And when I say come and get it, I'm not telling you to jump on somebody, be fully disrespectful of their personal space and boundaries. But like Sana said, nobody's gonna turn you down on a drink.
Nobody's ever gonna I have turned down drinks, yes.
Cool.
No. Yes, okay. No shade, because of course. If you're weird, I'm not accepting a drink. I'm so sorry. But my thing is, I'm gonna go with gender here. Listen, I approach some guys at the club, but most of the time, you have to approach me. You have to make some kind of move. It doesn't have to be, oh my god, I want you.
Yeah.
It can just be hi and.
Introduce yourself.
Introduce. Like, we are strangers. It doesn't have to be.
Strangers in disguise and not in the dancer.
I feel like a lot of guys nowadays, especially in the club, they expect girls to just come up to them and just, I don't know what the fuck.
Well, that's bullshit. Let me tell you something.
That's bullshit. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, come, don't stare, don't stay
it's
there.
It's bullshit because, once again, these niggas are weak. Back in the days, niggas used to let you know when they wanted something from you. Now they just stare.
Yeah, but you know what?
They just fuck. You can come to them, you can talk to them, and they'll just stare.
But you know what?
Energy
it's good.
Is not matched. It is good
because you know already they're not.
That's
good.
True. They're not exactly. They're not for you. One thing that I do love talking about buying you drinks. I'll remember when we were in New York. Oh, Fergus. Mm. I don't think you were there with us, but we were. And that, which one was the party with the crazy ass speakers? The one that was knocking you outside the box.
Oh my god. Total Freedom by Rel.
Yeah, I forgot the name, but yes.
Yeah, that one.
I'll never forget. And who knows? I'm sure he's pretty much not listening because this man doesn't know who I am. But I was in line in this crowded ass line, with my resting bitch face per usual.
Mood.
Just staring because I'm French Canadian and American, so you have to add a little Frenchness to it. Just look,
right.
At everything. So I'm just pouting because nobody's moving fast enough. I get to the damn bar. I'm like, oh, finally, yes. Can I have? And she's like, oh, sweetie, he already paid for you. So what do you want? I said, who paid?
Oh.
She said, well, there was a guy in front. He said, for the blonde with the pink skirt. I said, really? No. Oh, hunties, I turned around. I was looking at that crowd as if Bette Affleck was somewhere in the crowd. Honey, I was looking, squinting. Where? She's like, bitch, I don't know. Just get your drink. What do you want?
Right.
I was like, all right, can I get a double? Lord. And he paid enough for a double.
Wow.
Now, see, that's the energy. If you are shy, if you're that shy, you know what you can do? Pay for the drink in advance. Give your number to the bartender.
Mm.
Oh.
If the person is interested, they'll hit you up.
Yeah.
And you know?
It makes a girl feel good.
Exactly.
To know that someone's like interested, and it's really flattering, and it's a confidence booster. Like,
and respects your boundaries enough to not just be up on you on the club.
Exactly. So if you're interested and you're thinking about making a move or going to talk to that person you're interested in, like, keep in mind that like you have nothing to lose out of this conversation. Like, the other person is just going to feel flattered or happy that you approach them. And if it doesn't work out, then it's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's never that big of a deal.
No. And also, if it doesn't work out, do not expect anything.
Yes.
You bought a drink.
Yes.
I might not be feeling you in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. That is my choice. Don't think I owe you something. Mm-hmm. Some of them, it's not even that they'll be like unconcerned. It's just the look. They'll have that like... annoyed look. I'm like,
and they'll stare at you all night from the back of the club, like Freddy Krueger. Eyes in your back.
Move on.
Crazy.
I was just gonna add, like, this post-COVID internet, also post-Me Too era, like, people think it's like a touchy subject to approach somebody and they don't know how to approach. And I'm like, it's all good, girl. Just come. You want to ask me a question? Come. You want to buy me a drink? Come. It's okay. Don't be scared. Nothing will happen. Just be respectful. It's not that hard.
Trust.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, trust the fact that you're knowledgeable enough in consent to go and approach someone and like show interest, and it's fine.
Yes.
And if you come with nice vibes, it's not going to be weird. People have to understand you can't just come to somebody, with weird vibes because you're nervous, whatever.
Yeah.
I understand you being a nervous girl, I understand being a shy guy, whatever. But if your shyness and nervousness becomes painful to bear, keep it to yourself.
Damn.
I don't need the drink that bad if you're going to be stuttering the entire time.
No, but I also want to say, as a socially anxious girl, if you are shy, I think it's good to encourage yourself to try new things and put yourself out there. But also, make sure the other person's comfortable if you're going to be kind of weird.
Indeed.
Read the room.
It falls back to communication and reading the room. Don't you love a full circle moment?
Right?
Full damn circle. Before I forgot, because I'm trying to forget, there were certain things I wanted to mention earlier and a little shout out. We had a lot of fun. I know I had a lot of fun in the last week. We went out as if... Well, I went out as if I don't have a job. I had nothing else to do. I was there all night.
We went to three parties.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to Miss Gaillance.
Shout out, Aisha Gaillance.
I shook my ass last night as if I was trying to pay rent at that shop.
That set was amazing.
It was really good. The people from La North also said that you know them more than I do.
La North, shout out to the collective La North. Yes. At Livart.
Good space. You have beautiful gentlemen. Yes.
Yeah.
I love the guys that travel around. I like them. They're quite nice.
Quite cute.
We'll be back. Don't worry. And who else?
Vive la France. Vive la France. I am joking. That was a joke. Okay, yeah. Obviously not. You. I'm just.
But partying with French boys was different.
Partying
with American boys is something else.
Ooh, true.
American boys, because when we go to New York and we party there, American, I always make the joke of the NYC he they, because they're such a brand. You know, they're such a, you can tell when he's a he they from NYC. Yeah, it's written all over his chest. Right. You know. But yeah, French boys, they're quite different. Quebecois boys, they get messy drunk.
Messy,
they get messy drunk. Je vous dis ça à vous tous, là, les tremblés, tous. Faut se conformer, hein? Il faut, you have to learn how to handle yourself and handle your liquor. It's not becoming of a he, they, he, him, he, huh?
French boys were really, like, gentlemen. I don't know. They just have a thing. I've never seen that like that.
They're quite respectful.
What is it with Quebecois boys and being messy and getting too drunk and talking too much? There's so many
things. What is it with Quebec and being messy, period? Like,
well...
too.
Yeah,
love you, Montreal.
I will not disagree. No, exactly, because Montreal is a different thing. We always say,
yeah,
not Quebec.
Let me bring the mic closer. I don't leave this city. I have no idea what's going on outside these four walls. Outside this island, I am blind and deaf. I don't know what's going on. Don't ask me what phone area code. Don't ask me who's in charge. Don't ask me if they drive on the left or the right. I wouldn't know.
You know that song, Laval, not Montreal.
And exactly,
Longueuil. Not Montreal.
And learn your motherfucking space. I'm tired of people pushing it. Bitch, you're from Laval. I asked about you. Nobody knows you from this side of the bridge. We don't know you.
Right, exactly.
From Laval. Yeah. Just like that was the meme. Remember this one? I love telling it. It's somebody said people with NY/NJ and their bio.
New Jersey, New York. Yeah, where the fuck do you live?
They're like, where do you live? The Lincoln Tunnel? Is that where
you live on Jack Cartier Bridge?
Literally, that's what it's giving. All girls were wrapping up.
It's giving Metro Jean Drapeau, anyways.
It's giving Metro Jean Drapeau. Oh, we could crack jokes. We still have 3 minutes, but I'm maybe gonna play a little.
Can I mention one last pet peeve that's short and sweet?
Yes, go ahead.
If you're don't make requests at the DJ booth. Stop.
I was waiting for
making
one of your girls to say this. Yes.
Requests, because when a DJ is there, they're there to perform, and it's like an inside of their head in music. And people take a lot of time to curate their set and really put together a vibe. So when you go up there and request a song, one, you're kind of telling me you're not into what I'm doing.
Yes.
And two, it's just like I'm busy and
you're working.
Like,
DJs
like,
are artists, not just like, people who play music.
Thank you. People don't realize that you guys do the amount of work that comes into putting on a set. People don't realize.
But it's so funny. With the years, I've blocked it out. Like, in the sense, like, honestly, when someone comes at the booth to try to talk to me, I literally put my hand... I don't even. You saw, and I'm not gonna name names. There's some people that have danced with or set literally behind us. Like, that's also not just talking, but you know when people are too close to the DJ.
Yeah.
I block it out. I don't even see them. Like, in the sense, it's done. Like, your request, babes. I'm not even gonna say yes or no. Just give up.
Yeah. Exactly. We're too in the zone, like to pay attention to what's happening around. People should be mindful. But I wanted to plug in right before we leave. This week, actually, on Friday, we're having an outrageous sponsored event, Cage Rage, at Nouveau Establishment.
Nouvel Établissement.
Yes. Sayana's going to be there DJing me, Nape, Rico, Dark Circles from NYC, Miss Mimi's hosting, Miss Chris is hosting.
Yes,
it's going to be a vibe.
So and watch out, Saturday, there's something I'm going to announce, big party. Y'all know the vibes, but I'm gonna announce it this week.
TBA.
Also, I'm actually DJing on 420 at NDQ. I didn't mention it before, but you know, there isn't promotion out yet, but it will be happening.
420.
On 420.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
At NDQ.
Keep tuned. This
the greenery.
The dancery. Everybody, this was Ask Miss Chris. They're telling me to wrap up, but I'll see you next week. Love you.
Suoni Peralpopolo is back, and in real life for its 22nd edition. All the sights, sounds, and sensations of live music. After 2 years of online adaptation, Swoney is filling up the month of June with liberated music of all genres. Over 45 events and 90 participating artists performing indoors, outdoors, streamed for maximum accessibility. Record and book launches, workshops, a puppet show, a satellite Swoney happening in Wakefield, Quebec, of all places, and, of course, much more. For all the goodies, check out swoneyparapopolo.org. Masks will, of course, be required. For your audio program guide, tune into the Montreal Sessions, Tuesday, May 24th, May 31st, and June 7 and 14th, from 3 till 5 p.m. The Swoney crew hosts will be serving up highlights of what to expect at this year's festival. This is, of course, a CKUT co-presentation.
The following is a previously broadcast program.